Bienvenidos, welcome. I'll be honest, I'll be sweating a little too much because I had a glass of wine I shouldn't have had, but I think I'll be okay. But I'm not nervous, just the wine. All right. I'm going to begin with a couple of new, probably a $20 bill, a bribe, some new work from my new book. It's called Other Fugitives and Other Strangers. And in this one, I experiment a little bit with other types, other forms of violence, and the different ways that it manifests itself in relationships. So this one's called Freak. She was born a he, a mass of heavy, dark muscle that forced his father to drink. No sober evening met that pupil of an eye that held its breath when nurse or visitor looked in. The baby's limbs were pasted to the torso, the fingers tightly stitched, unlike the penis, which curved and curved into a soft, solitary wrinkle. To watch his son suckle was to witness his wife's breast turn itself inside out. From this creature, feared the father, a monster, chain and leash, circus, freakdom, a parade of pink dwarves, bearded women, and a four-legged body with two somber skulls. Worse yet, a salivating canine of a boy, squatting in triumph over the rubbery flesh of its mother. But for all ill-fated scenarios the father could conceive, nothing prepared him for the sultry woman his son became. The boy bloomed inside seductive lavenders, greens plump as pears gave him hips, sunflower yellows and magentas warmly breathing taught him how to wiggle and whisper. At night, the mysteries of red revealed themselves to him, to her. The father trembled at the passion stirred within him. All those years of resisting touch and kiss had swollen up into temptation at the sight of her. His son reversed into the beauty of pleated skirts, lace ribbons, nylons opaque as smoky bars. Unable to escape desire, the father grasped a shattered bottle, then plunged himself into this creature's bed, tearing cloth from skin, hair from scalp, flesh from bone, the lady's lovely bones.